Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today, we'll kick things off with a quick recap of this week's County Council meeting. Then, we'll cover an exciting community event that's coming up early next month. And finally, we'll wrap things up with another reminder for our Summit questionnaire number 3. Let's get started. So at this week's County Council meeting, there was some major movement in the conversation regarding countywide EMS services. Here's a quick recap of where we're at now. Summit County decided that it would fund a basic 911 EMS service countywide. The county has contracted with each of its 3 fire districts, Park City Fire, North Summit Fire, and South Summit Fire, to provide the basic service within each fire district's geographic boundaries. The 3 fire districts will provide fire protection services, and as a result of the EMS interlocal agreements, which were signed on Wednesday, each will also now provide EMS service. On Wednesday, the county signed interlocal agreements with each of its fire districts. All of the cities within each fire district also signed the interlocal agreement pertaining to the fire district that will provide their resident service. This is because Utah law requires that each city be responsible to provide basic 911 ambulance service within its city boundaries. There was also discussion of mutual aid agreements at council. Fire districts typically enter into mutual aid agreements with each other. A mutual aid agreement allows one fire district to help out another fire district when the need arises. For example, there's a fire in Colville, and it's such a large fire that North Summit Fire calls Park City Fire to help out. They can engage in this activity because of the mutual aid agreement. With respect to EMS, it may be that there are multiple traffic accidents in CAMAs, which overwhelms the number of ambulances they have. South Summit Fire can request help from Park City Fire for additional ambulances. Again, they can engage in this activity due to a mutual aid agreement. The mutual aid agreement allows one fire district to provide service in another fire district's geographic area with the consent of that fire district. In the past, the mutual aid agreements have only included firefighting. With the change in EMS, we need a more expansive mutual aid agreement that includes fire protection and EMS. In addition, the county has a wildland fire service area, which has a wildland fire unit that handles fire suppression on vacant lands and unpopulated areas that are not within a fire district. There are times when the fire district needs to help out the wildfire unit with initial attack on wildfires or EMS. The mutual aid agreement will allow for that as well. The county and its fire districts have not entered into that mutual aid agreement yet. The agreement is currently drafted and has been circulated to each fire district. The reason the county and fire districts have not yet entered into that mutual aid agreement is because South Summit Fire will be contracting out its EMS service to another fire district. At this time, South Summit Fire has not yet chosen who that fire district will be. That contracted fire district will need to be part of that mutual aid agreement. Therefore, we have to wait until South Summit Fire makes the decision before signing the mutual aid agreement. We expect that South Summit Fire will make their decision within the next 30 days, and soon thereafter, we will be signing the mutual aid agreement. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on that process right here on Summit in 6. The Women and Infants and Children program, also known as the WIC program, is hosting a health and resource fair on Friday, October 13, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the CAMA Services Building, located at 110 North Main Street in CAMAs. This event is a celebration of the grand opening of WIC's brand new CAMAs clinic. Join us for a night full of fun, information, and health services. This event is open to the community and will be hosted at the Summit County Services Building in CAMAs. It's going to be a fabulous time. Learn more at the Summit County Health Department's Facebook page at facebook.com/SummitCountyHD. You can also type in Summit County Health Department in the search bar. Don't miss your chance to participate in Phase 3 of our Summit, the countywide community visioning process. Your responses will directly impact and guide the future of Summit County. In this phase, you'll help us understand how you prioritize certain events of your local community, what enhancements you would like to see, and how you think growth should be handled. Take questionnaire 3 at oursummitcounty.com. All of the links will be provided in the show notes.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.